محمد رسول الله حسبي ربي جل الله حسبي
27 minutes after 5. It's a beautiful Monday morning. Let's go, inshallah, straight into the Q&A with my beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad this Monday morning, the 3rd of Dhul Qa'dah, 1442. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyad Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 3rd of Dhul Qa'dah, 1442. We focus on chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, and verses 13 and 14. In our previous lesson, there was a dialogue between the prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. And then they would say, due to their pride, arrogance, that they reject the prophets and messengers, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala continues and explains to us what was the response of the enemies of the prophets and messengers and the enemies of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Almighty Allah means the one and only creator, the one and only who's worthy of worship, God, capital G. Surah chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And the non-Muslims said, كَفَرُوا Those people who reject the articles of faith, those who reject the messengers and the message of the messengers. So what did they say? لِرُسُولِهِمْ They told their prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah. This is always, you must remember, the tactics and the strategy of the enemy, the zalims, the tinpot dictators, and the enemies of humanity. You will see it in the rogue terrorist regime of Israel. You will see it in Syria. You will see it in Afghanistan. You will see it in so many places in the world. When the truth dawns on them, what do they say? لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا Imagine, yeah, the people, majority of them, threatening the prophets and the messengers, and they say, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ We will surely expel you, the prophets and messengers, مِنْ أَرْضِنَا From our land, from our country, from our city, from our place. Does this not resonate with what is happening today in India under the BJP terrorist regime? And is it not, does it not resonate with you what is happening in Israel, the rogue regime? Does not resonate with what's happening in Syria? So many countries you will see this happening, that they want that people must become second, third, fourth class citizens, or otherwise they will torture them, or otherwise they will expel them, or the next stop will be in prison, Allah forbid. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا Or otherwise, if you want to stay here, look at the ultimatum they are giving, that if you want to stay here, then you return to our religion. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Then you become a mushrik, you become an idol worshipper, you leave all what you are believing in. How can that ever happen? Prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah, who came to eliminate and eradicate kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism. Yeah, the own people are telling them that. So the prophets and messengers would say, you can do whatever you want to. Almighty Allah has selected us. We will continue propagating the true message, even if you assassinate us and kill us. And if you know, the Quran Sharif makes reference to this. The Jews at that time, they murdered the prophets. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group of the prophets you rejected, and the other group you murdered them and you slayed them. Like Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Zacharias, like Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist. So all this clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. Therefore, a prophet and messenger will give his life, but he will never stop propagating and conveying the message with Almighty Allah empowered him with, and Almighty Allah entrusted him with. So what do they say? That Almighty Allah now defends the prophets and messengers and says, فَأَوْحَا إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. So they are sustainer, nourisher, provider, Almighty Allah sent wahi for them. For them means that the Anbiya, the prophets and messengers, will receive the wahi revelation, and then they will propagate it, disseminate it to these very people who are making all these threats. لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. We will surely destroy the zalims, the oppressors, and the tenfold dictators, and the transgressors. How many zalims came? And yesterday you saw how Benjamin Netanyahu, BB, how you slept last night? You're no more prime minister of the rogue regime of Israel. Did you ever think that will happen? This is Allah. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a sound. لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah is speaking in the present tense and future tense. People come, the tenfold dictators, just like the Pharaoh. And today we have so many Faraina, so many Pharaohs, and they think that the power will last forever. Ask Trump, where is he? Ask Bibi Netanyahu, where is he? Ask all of them. لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. We will surely, definitely destroy these zalim oppressors and tenfold dictators. And those who are the mazloom, the oppressed. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ. And then we will let you be the people who will rule. We will give you the power, and you will be given that land, and you will be given that place, and you will be the rulers, مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, after them. So therefore, I told you, whatever happens in the land of occupied Palestine, whatever happens in occupied Kashmir, whatever happens in occupied Syria, whatever happens in occupied Yemen, whatever happens in any part of the world where there are occupation forces, Allah has a system. It will go back to the oppressed. And why? So Almighty Allah states, ذَلِكَ لِمَنَ خَوْفَ مَقَامِ. And those people to whom the rulership, the leadership will be given, then they will stay in power for how long? ذَلِكَ لِمَنَ خَوْفَ مَقَامِ. For those people who fear my presence, that they fear standing in the court of Almighty Allah for reckoning and accountability, وَخَوْفَ وَعِيدِ, and they fear my punishment. Today we have one government moving out, and another government coming, and they do the same or even worse. So like this new government, we got no confidence in them. They only had one aim, 8 parties coalition. So we don't expect anything better vis-a-vis to the Palestinians. But remember that وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat and honor to whoever he wants. Allah disgraces whoever he wants. And the Arab tenfold dictators thought Trump and Netanyahu will stay in power, and they both kicked out from office, and now your millions all gone down the drain. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. You want Jannat? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah, ونهى النفس عن الهوى, and he restrains himself from his base desires, whims and fancies. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then Jannat will be, paradise will be your place. So remember, every day we have to think about it. I will be presented in the divine court there by Almighty Allah, who knows everything, past, present and future. And how much did we practice on our worms, fancies and desires? In Islam, we have to suppress it and become the slaves of Allah, not the slave of our worms, fancies and desires. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday we received some sad messages. Our brother Hussein Khan, rahimahullah, of TTW, Travel and Tour World, we used to go with him for Hajj so many years. He passed away, and Allah Jalla wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, grant his family, his two sons, on them Sabre Jameel. And then I received the second one. I don't know the family, but what a tragic incident. Zahir Sarang and his wife, that is Nabila, that they went somewhere and they married for 2 weeks and they came back, and with ESCOM, you know, that being so unreliable, and they were shocked and electrocuted basically to death. They passed away a shaheed also, just like Brother Hussein Khan. So may Allah, I was just thinking about it last night, Zahir, his wife. I'm sure they have so many clothes they never ever wore, you know, just 2 weeks they were married. So for them all, may Allah grant them both, and our brother Hussein Khan, and all the other marhumin who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannatul Firdaus, Allah grant the family Sabre Jameel. But the lesson me and you should learn, kullu nafsin zaikatul maut, whether we are young, whether we are old, whether we are male, whether we are female. Remember, we're making long, long plans, 20, 30, 20, 40, and so forth. Death can strike even now before sunrise. Who has guarantee? So always prepare for death, the day we have to meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. To the Israelis and to Jonathan, I don't forget you. You told me I'm dreaming that Bibi Netanyahu will be kicked out of office. That is what you said. Mm. Well, he is kicked out and dumped, you must remember. And Quran teaches us, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, there's none to give him honor. And mashallah, today we will have tafsir inshallah from 1:05 to 1:30. And then we started Surah Anfal. Those of you who want the entire tafsir, alhamdulillah, from Surah Fatiha, chapter 1, right till the end of Surah A'raf, right till Surah Anfal. So mashallah, just send me a message and we will send the entire tafsir to you, mashallah, 071-888-1184, and 1:30 to 2 will be from the archives, inshallah. And thereafter, we should remember that 2 to 2:30 will be our report back, very, very interesting, inshallah. And 8 to 10 will be live Q&A with Moana Arafat Hatia, inshallah. Aziz.
Ameen, 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 tumma ameen. I see Sister Lillian says, good morning, sir. So, can we say that the killing will be stopped now in Palestine? Says Netanyahu has dropped to start.
It won't stop, my sister Lillian. It is the policy of the apartheid rogue regime of Israel. My sister Lillian, you need to do, with due respect, some serious reading. Prior to the rogue regime of Israel coming into existence on 14 May 1948, there were three terrorist gangs. Irgun, they are the ones who bombed the King David Hotel. Go read, this was in the early 40s. Go read about the Haganah gang, what the terrorists did to the Palestinians. And then you had the Stern gang. So terrorism was there before Israel was even born. And thereafter, remember, it has become a policy of theirs to target civilians. Which country in the world? Now, if you just look at the Haaretz newspaper, you must read the Haaretz. Everything slowly is coming out. How they tortured the Palestinian prisoners. The matter was brought to court, and and the file was just closed. Remember, that is democracy, Israeli style. That for the Jews, democracy, and tyranny for the Palestinians and the people who are there for centuries and centuries. So remember, all that will continue. The only way everybody wants peace, whether we are Jew, Christian, Muslim, whatever. The precursor and prerequisite for peace, my sister, is justice. The Israeli regime and their leaders, war criminals, must be brought to the ICC. And remember, Netanyahu must be sent to prison, thronged to. So then we can say some type of justice will still happen. But the rogue regime of Israel is a cancer which must be dismantled in its entirety. Then the world will be a better place to live in.
Somebody says, can interest money be used to pay for rates? My neighbor's rates are half that of mine, Ustad.
Remember that I always told you three issues here. Interest in Islam is totally haram. So that's one issue. If you look at what the Quran Kareem states, Surah chapter 2, verses 275 to 279, Almighty Allah states, all forms of interest totally haram and unlawful and not permissible. And the warning and wa'id, just now we did the word wa'id. Wa'id means my warnings. So Almighty Allah states that for illam taf'alu, chapter 2, verse 279. If you do not abstain and refrain from this interest, fa'adhanu biharbim minallahi wa rasuli, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him. So imagine what the warning that is. Yes, because we live in a capitalistic society and you have interest in your possession, so you pay your rates, you pay your taxes, you pay your tolls, all with interest. Money is permissible. We don't have to pay the government with halal money. So you pay them, you must remember, with interest money. So that is fine, whether you are paying yours or paying your neighbors or paying somebody else's, all that would be acceptable and permissible.
Let's go to Mayfair West. A listener says, my parents forbid me, Mufti Saab, from going to my neighbor's mayit. Do I have to obey them, Ustad?
Why are they telling you you must not go? Because of the virus or because they had problems or what or whatever? We don't know what is the reason. If, for example, those people were people who left the fold of Islam or they were real enemies of Islam, then remember, then your parents are justified. But I don't think that that was the reason. I'm just trying to give you the various scenarios. And maybe they're just saying, no, you can't go to the mosque, you can't go to the graveyard, you can't go to the mayit and the graveyard and the person's janazah, because you will get sick and so forth. Remember, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, la ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asyatil khaliq. It's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, and it's a golden principle, usul of Islam. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's president, prime minister, king or ruler, parents or teacher, when it leads to a sin against the creator. So if the person passed away is your neighbor, so you got double rights, one is a Muslim, one is your neighbor, so yes, you should go for the janazah salat or go there and so forth. They say don't go, in that case you don't have to listen to them, provided that that person who passed away was a Muslim.
I see the listener says, because they owe my parents money, Ustad.
That's not a valid reason. Your parents are confusing issues and now they just want to take out revenge and so forth. So remember that if you went, there is no sin upon you. In fact, you did something good, that by going there and participating in the funeral prayer and janaza salat and so forth.
I see we have a new listener. It's Brother Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N. He says, there are so many deaths, AK. It's really so sad our people are going. Can you please pray to God and tell him it's enough? We know we have to go to him, but it's not the time. We all have families, sir. Dylan, Ustad.
My brother Dylan, when you purchase a new phone, cell phone, when you purchase a new car, a new computer, and so forth, you have so many aspirations and hopes and so forth. You know, normally, this is just like on a light-hearted note. They tell you, you must not take your car for service on a Monday, you know, Blue Monday. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes those guys there, they're a little bit tipsy or something, you know. So you sent your car for service, and yet it didn't come right, you understood. So how disappointed you are. So my brother, we as Muslims, whatever decision, decree of Almighty Allah, so we have to accept it, know who, what, why, where, no. Why Islam, Muslim means to surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to the command of Almighty Allah, to the instruction of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So your suggestion, I must say to God Almighty, enough is enough. No, we don't do that. Remember that your father, Dylan, I don't know, you're 25, 30, sometime he told you, Dylan, when you were small, it happened to me. You can't go out tonight. It's a weekend. So we were very upset. But now when we grew up, we say, yes, my father was right. My mother was right. So many a time, Brother Dylan, remember that what happens, we human beings, with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom the wisdom of Almighty Allah. Die, death is inevitable. You must remember that. The question you have to ask, this is the real question which you are missing, my brother Dylan. There are enemies of humanity out there, big, big politicians, big, big governments, big, big media, and big, big pharmaceutical companies. And what they want to do, they want control. You should read more and ask yourself, is this really a pandemic or is it a plandemic? Read about it, my brother. So you don't blame God for anything. You blame ourselves. It is the greed of humanity that for them enough is never enough.
Let's go to Greenside, Ustad. My mommy got sick, Mufti Sab. My brother took my mommy to hospital. They billed him 150,000 rand. Now he wants me to pay half. He took her to hospital by force. I didn't agree at the time. Do I have to pay half, Ustad?
We don't know what's the real story there. So you or your mother landed up in hospital. Allah give her shifa. Yet this morning I made dua for all those who are ill. Ameen. All those who passed away with Iman and Islam. It's our duty as Muslims to make dua for them. Nevertheless, let's go on. Did she have a medical aid? It doesn't look like, because now they build you. It seems you will be responsible for it. If you are two sons, now one is 30, one is 20, 25. My brother, so yes, it's right. You also should pay half. If you are only two sons and two brothers, if you cannot pay now and help your mother in this condition, then what good is it, my brother? Mm. How can we ever repay our mother, our father, for all the sacrifices they made, all the nights we kept them awake, all the time we made so much musti and mischief and so forth? So therefore, in Islam, a mother's rank is thrice higher than the father. Ummak, thumma, ummak, thumma, ummak, thumma, abak. Mm. Our mothers carried us. Our mothers gave birth to us. Our mothers breastfed us. You, my brother, I don't know you. I don't know your mother, but or your brother. But remember, never consider it a burden. Say, yes, 100%, I will take out from my savings and my reserves, and we will pay the bill for my beloved mother. And then you speak to Allah, Ya Allah, I did this for your love and for the du'as of my mother. And then see, kaya palat jayega, how much barakah, blessing Allah will give you, my brother.
I think the brother says, I do take your advice, but I'm sorry, Mufti Sab, I won't do pay the bill. I did not ask her to fall sick, and I did not ask my brother to take her to hospital.
That's your choice to use the word, you did not ask her to fall sick, is a sign of arrogance and pride on your part. You must remember, no person asked to fall sick. Because your name is Muhammad Ahmed, but your thinking and your thought process is just like the Kafdan Kufar, like Tom, Dick and Harry, and therefore that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu zambin, every sin, insha'afa, and who insha'azabahu. It is the prerogative of Allah. Either Allah punishes the person or Allah forgives the person. Illa uquq al-walidain. There besides a person who's rebellious, disobedient. That's what you are now. And that is based on your pride and arrogance. And fa inna Allah yu'ajjilu uquubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawtihi. you and your empire and millions, Allah will destroy you. These are the words of Nabi alayhi salam in Mishkat Sharif and in Bayhaqi. And remember that you are asking for the wrath and anger of Allah by making statements, I didn't ask my mother to get sick. What the statement you are making, my brother? Think properly what you're doing. We carry on.
Ustad, there's a brother Urban. I don't know if you remember him. Last week, he messages a brother Urban. He says, my wife became Muslim yesterday. We want to know if we are still married. How does it work now? Urban says, we have two kids, Ustad.
My brother Urban, very, very good. You are giving me that news. Your wife embraced Islam. Hani and laka ya, ya haki, hani and laki ya ukhti. We salute you, we congratulate you, my sister in Islam, and I hope you chose a nice name, mashallah. So now you have to win over your husband, you have to win over your two kids and so forth, and tell them that we can still live as one unit in one family. With the proviso, you, the husband, Urban, you embrace Islam, and the children, we don't know what their ages are, if they are babies or they are 8, 9, 10 and so forth. So once they are of understanding age, then you, the mother, you must tell them and train them that yes, I'm a Muslima, I'm a Muslim, and you also must be Muslim and so forth. So inshallah, the children will embrace Islam, they will be staying with the mother. The question arises with you now, Irvin. So what I want you to do, Irvin, make a mental note or write it down. Chapter 60, verse 10. So there Almighty Allah teaches us, La hunna hillun lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. That you, the Muslim woman, is not permissible for you to get married or stay in a marriage with a non-Muslim man. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. And the non-Muslim male is not permissible for the Muslim lady, whether he's a Christian, whether he's a Jew, whether he's a Hindu, whether he's a Zionist, whether he's whatever, Buddhist, whatever, any faith he can belong to. So that is not permissible. So the ball, my brother Irvin, is in your court. That either you embrace Islam and then you continue living with your wife, with your children, everything. And if you don't embrace Islam, then you will have to move out or they will have to move out. And remember, then you blame yourself that you were given the choice to embrace Islam. And nobody, we didn't tell your wife to embrace Islam, but Islam has the magnetic impact and effect. Maybe she was listening to us, maybe she was listening to somebody else. She got inspired, and the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah came, and now she embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah, you, my sister, wherever you are, you should contact the Muslim ladies in that area, and inshallah, they will help you along. To you, Irvin, if you embrace Islam now, today, so remember, there's no need for you to re-perform a marriage ceremony and so forth, because you went through that already as a Christian or whatever. So that is the beauty of Islam, and your children all will be your children in the sense that they will still stay with you and so forth. But if you continue staying as a Christian, Jew, whatever, then your marriage will be null and void, and then you can't live as husband and wife. You will have to go your way, and your wife and children will go their way.
Urban says he still needs time to think. He says, give me a week, AK, then we will see what God's will. My wife's name is Maryam. Ustad.
Excellent. Now you, Urban, you tell my sister Maryam, and my sister Maryam, if you're listening, write this down. Maryam, the name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 19 is entitled Surah Maryam, the only lady, honorable, blessed lady, whose name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. My sister Maryam, what is the meaning of Maryam, the honorable mother of Jesus, Prophet Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam? His name is mentioned 25 times. So Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah, Isa. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus means the one who's very fair in complexion. So what you going to do now? Sister Maryam, this is very important. Tell him, fine. You're giving him the 1 week, that you give him time till the weekend or whatever, he wants to think it over. But you can't be living in the same house and sharing the same bed and all these type of things. So either he moves out or you move out, you'll make, or he goes to the outbuilding or whatever or something like that, and you'll have to make certain. But definitely sleeping together, all that is out of the question. So that will be the law for now, for this week. And then we make dua for you. We pray that Almighty Allah will enlighten enlighten you, my brother Urban.
Ameen.
And you also will join the movement of peace and salvation, inshallah.
Urban says, I like you, AK. Urban Ustad.
I like you more. I'm praying for you.
Augustine says, I just returned from overseas. Do you guys still remember me? Brother Augustine Ustad. He says, playing pranks on the elderly is really not a nice thing. Okay. And he says, yeah, Ustad, I heard a Muslim say that life reverses as you get older. It comes back to you the way you lived. Is this true, Augustine Ustad?
Remember that, Brother Augustine. We remember very well. You are the priest, used to tell us. And now I told you your name is Augustine. August. But remember, you are June now. But no problem, you keep your name Augustine. You must remember, Kamata Dinu Tudan. Mm-hmm. That is what the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us. As you treat others, so you will be treated. So therefore, even animals, we can't torture them and stun them and all that. What about human beings? How can the oppression continue and so forth? It must come back. So you saw in South Africa what happened. The white minority regime was oppressing the majority and it came back to haunt them. Till today, you must remember, they're ashamed of what they did. So that is what will happen. 100% that it must come back. You know, life goes in a circle and it will rebound. So therefore, we always teach, continue with the good and stay away from the evil. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.